This is an interview in Robin Hood, Maine, right? Near Bath, Maine, November 13th, 1979, with Dolph Ipkar, Robert Brown, the interviewer. And Dolph, I'd like to perhaps start out talking about some of your earliest memories. You were born in 1917. You were born in Vermont, I believe, is that right? Was that simply while your parents were...
That was sort of a...
briefly there?
Accident. They were, well, my parents had spent the summer at a farm in New Hampshire, Hamilton Eastern Fields Farm, I think, and my mother was expecting this baby, me, in September, and it came October and no baby appeared. My father had to go back to teach at the Art Students League. My brother had to go back to school, and he's three. I guess he must have been starting nursery school. Anyhow, he left my mother behind on the doctor's doorstep, and for 2 weeks my mother sort of boarded with the doctor in Vermont. This was in Windsor, Vermont, which was just right over the border. Finally, I appeared on November 11th, and my mother always said I was an 11-month baby. I weighed 11 pounds, I think. But hardly makes me a native of Vermont. We were living in New York at the time, and on 10th Street, which was where my parents lived for about 20 years, in an apartment which was over the Cushman Bakery, right opposite the women's, on the same little street, on the opposite side of the street. There's a triangle. The street was quite a short street, West 10th Street, and the women's prison occupied the center of the triangle right opposite us. And I thought it was the most gorgeous Gothic building you could imagine. It was a castle, beautiful red brick castle. And I never thought of it as, you know, being a prison or anything.
You were just taken by its appearance.
Yeah. Well, everybody thought it was a dreadful neighborhood, but it was a very pleasant neighborhood, actually, to grow up in.
You found it. So why? Because of the buildings? And
Well, just nothing ever bad ever happened to me there. It was a very nice place. I don't think I played in the street much. At the age of three, we started going to, both my brother and I started very early at what was the very first, one of the very first progressive schools in New York City and country, which started in McDougal Alley, took you from the kids for the age of three. And I started at the age of three, and they then moved to 12th Street. And
What was that school like, as you remember?
It was a marvelous school. A lot of people think, say, you know, have a low opinion of progressive education, but I think it was the most marvelous education anybody could have. Because it was Caroline Pratt had started it, with, I think, Lucy Sprague Mitchell. And Caroline Pratt was the principal, who was sort of an ogre to us all, but still, she was the guiding light behind it. And her idea was that children come into this world full of enthusiasm for learning, full of eagerness about everything, and when, as soon as they get to school, this is all killed, dead. And they lose all this enthusiasm. And the idea of the school, of a progressive school, was to keep children enthusiastic about learning and make it exciting. And it certainly did. They certainly achieved this. It was all a completely new experimental thing, which I suppose gave it a lot of vitality.
What were you particularly excited about? Do you recall? Everything or anything in particular?
Well, my earliest memories, I think I don't really remember much till around age seven. I remember, I guess, they had arts, crafts. I remember they had a staircase in which you learned to climb by alternating footsteps. They had alternating steps on left and right, so you had to put your foot, alternate your foot as you go up. And this was sort of a fun that kind of thing. But at the age of seven, I remember almost everything happened to me. It's funny, I remember everything happened to me this summer when I was five. But as far as school goes, it was sort of a blank. I mean, there's individual scenes.